Free Talk Live. We're kicking off hour two of the Tuesday edition. You can take control of the airwaves toll free. 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything there is totally free. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. We're jumping right back into the calls here. Kate Ho is on the line from Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
What's up, Free Talkers?
Hey, hey man. Kate Ho, what's on your mind?
Hey, I want to talk a little bit about the national debt tonight. Here, most people, including myself, you know, I don't really know too much about it. Don't know why it's important. So I did a little research.
Okay.
I'm not an accountant or an economist. So, you know, certainly if someone is, you know, please call in and talk about this. But anyway, the national debt right now is a little over $8.5 trillion.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. And the way the government finances that is they sell Treasury notes.
Right.
And the interest that has been, the interest that's been paid thus far this year on Treasury notes and bonds is $385 billion.
Wow.
Which is the third largest expenditure in the federal budget. And the really bad thing about that is this money that's, a lot of it isn't coming back into the United States, you know, because I think Japan owes about $720 billion in T-notes, and China owes about $180 billion.
Now, is that the governments or just people in China? Like rich Chinese guys?
I don't know. I believe that would be the governments, though.
Okay. I thought they were banks. I thought there were central banks of different governments. I'm not really sure, though.
Yeah, I'm not really sure either. I don't think, like, individuals in China, you know, I don't think probably have the option
to
find that.
Doubt that.
You know, right. But what that does, too, is, you know, China actually props up our economy. Of course, they want our economy to fail because they sell us a lot of products. So it's sort of a symbiotic relationship, you know, where they're propping up our economy, we're buying stuff from them. You know, they don't want our currency to fail. But for the neocons out there, you know, that are real worried about Iran, that becomes a big problem for them. Because, you know, we can't afford to, you know, pull a vulgar to peel China off, you know, because they're propping up our economy.
Okay.
And with the fact, you understand, you know, what I'm saying there with the fact that, you know, they get a lot of their oil from Iran, you know, we can't really do anything. I mean, we can.
We have tangling alliances with all these countries.
Yes, yes. We were actually selling our sovereignty in a way, you know.
Yeah.
With the amount of debt we've gone in.
And really, and also, I know you've looked at, yeah, I guess you've looked at the numbers, maybe you can answer this. I mean, are we even paying off the interest to the point where we might be able to make some damage into the debt itself, or can we not even pay off the interest at this point?
Not with the deficit like it is. You know, last year the deficit was $500 billion, whatever it was, and of course it was more than that because, you know, they raided the Social Security quote-unquote lockbox.
Right, so you can't pay off the debt until you've actually got a balanced budget,
and
we don't.
Right. Well, and actually, with the debt that we have to have much more than a balanced budget. We have to have, you know, big surpluses.
Right. And so the deficit is how much we overspend in a given year.
Each year.
And the
right.
above and beyond the amount of taxes collected. That's what it is.
Right.
Correct.
Right.
And the national debt is how much we owe altogether.
Correct.
But each year it goes up. And the other thing about this is, according to some economists, we're using an accrual method of accounting where you take, you know, accounts payable. And, you know, and then look at the accounts receivable, with all the social services and the, entitlement programs, they figure over the next few years that the, we're actually going to be in upwards of $60 trillion in debt.
Whoa!
Which is twice the, total amount of wealth in the United States.
That's tremendous.
You know, how long to pay that off.
How long is this going to last? I mean, how long will this go for until there's some sort of a economic crash? How much time do we have left?
I mean, yeah, I have no idea. I'm not an economist, but that's got to be coming up. You know, what's going to happen is you're going to have to raise taxes, you know, quite a bit, or they're going to have to cut people's entitlement programs, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and those sorts of things. You know, so
yeah, there are so many different factors, and like you said, none of us are economists. We probably don't even have half of the factors that we know. I mean, we probably only know about half of the factors, probably a lot more. I mean, one of the other factors that I think goes in here is that the Federal Reserve is printing money without anything backing it. That's one of the reasons why that, for instance, apparently whenever they want to fund something, they just print more money from the Federal Reserve, and you don't even have to collect taxes to fund government programs. Just print out new dollars and inflate the economy.
Right, yeah, and then that causes inflation, you know, because there's the money is only, you know, it doesn't increase any value or any wealth anyplace.
Nope.
So those $1 bills, you know, every time they print more and more of them, they're not dollar bills anymore. They're 95-cent bills or 90-cent bills. You know.
Now,
and
what would happen?
That's very interesting.
Cato, what would happen if we just out of curiosity, what would happen if we printed enough money to pay off all of our debt? And, I mean, obviously it would inflate the economy, but at that point, could it just stabilize after that?
Boy, I don't know. Like I said, I'm certainly not an expert. I know if I did that in my basement, I'd get in a lot of trouble for it.
Yeah, well, it'd be a big problem if any of us did it.
Inflate like crazy, too.
I mean, it really would.
I think you'd be facing a situation like Germany did right before, you know, Hitler came to power when you had hyperinflation where people had...
Right, that's what that would be, yeah, it'd be hyperinflation.
It would be hyperinflation.
Marks.
Right. And I don't know, maybe the debtors or maybe the people that the creditors actually wouldn't want to take that money at that point. I mean, they'd say, whoa, you inflated this way too much.
And also, when I think when you're looking at global economy, you know, how many places want to actually invest here when we're running that sort of debt? You know, we've gone from being the world's largest creditor to the world's largest debtor. Mm. You know, you got to wonder about that, too.
You bring up great questions and great points, and the really sad part is, Cato, is that, I mean, you and I and Mark, we've just barely got a grasp on this. The rest of America, this is like snooze time for them. They just totally don't get this. They don't understand what is going on. They know that that big debt number is a bad thing, but they're not sure exactly why, and they don't exactly know what the consequences are.
And how it affects
them and why it's so important. And that's really the critical issue here is, you know, what's the best way to get this information out to the public, to get them aware of these issues?
Well, certainly not through the mainstream press because, you know, they're worried about mainstream media because they're worried about everything but things like this.
Sure.
You know. I don't know. I think just what we can do, what you guys can do, of course, is you know, carry on a program. But I think the rest of us just need to educate ourselves as much as we can to give people an educated viewpoint.
Yeah, at least that way. That way, if something comes up in a, you know, barroom conversation or at a family party or something like that, at least then you're going to be somewhat informed and you can maybe answer some questions and help educate some people because. Yeah, I agree with you. This is just—it's just such a dry topic for radio and television. I mean, we've managed to make it, I think, somewhat interesting on this show. But even then, I think it's still a select group of people that are really interested in hearing this stuff. Thanks for the call, Cato. We really appreciate hearing from you.
1-800. Keep warm, Mark.
Thanks, sir.
800-259-9231. That's again toll free. 1-800-259-9231. Isn't it nice that people cared enough about you, Mark? To take the time to write you those emails.
Long emails.
Really?
Lots of them. Lots of very long emails of people sharing their stories about, you know, moving here and moving there and feelings of homesickness that they had.
Exactly. All right. I hope that was inspiring for you. 1-800-259-9231. Okay, I said we've got the paraplegic story last hour. This, I mean, it's just amazing, the police
in
this country. It is just stunning. We've heard stories in the past about diabetics. There was this one guy that I had pulled off the road because he was having a diabetic shock or trauma or whatever it is that they have. And if you're going through this, you don't want to be behind a wheel of a car. You want to be on the side of the road. Safe.
I certainly don't want him behind the wheel of a car.
Certainly not. And this guy knew better, right? So he felt it coming on. He pulled into a convenience store station parking lot to where he could safely have his diabetic trauma shock thing and move on. Well, apparently... The cops got wind of the fact that there was a strange man sitting in his car in the parking lot.
Yeah, so they bust out the passenger side window, drug him through it, and kicked him to sleep on the pavement.
Yeah, they beat the crap out of the guy, and turns out he's a diabetic, and he wasn't doing anything wrong. He was just waiting it out. But the cops, apparently, completely with the total inability to talk to somebody, to actually ascertain a situation and deal with it in an appropriate manner... decided to break the glass and violently assault the man. Now it's happened again. This time, it's not just a diabetic, but a diabetic paraplegic. We're going to come back with more. This is your show, 800-259-9231. We'll give you the details on what happened here, this tragic story. Luckily, the man lived through it. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231.
Perspective that goes so deep, you'll need a life jacket.
Everyone wonders why Americans don't care more about their freedoms. Could it be because we aren't teaching them? Folks, we are an ideologically based society, just like the old Soviet Union was. Their children had to learn about Marxism every day in the classroom. How often do our kids get taught about American liberty in school?
Common Sense with Dan Carlin. If the show's too smart for you, it's not our fault. Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Ted Anderson from Midas. Today is October 3rd, 2006. Gold opened at $587, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $619. Again, that's $619 to purchase 1 ounce gold coins. Do you ever wonder why deficit spending never goes away? Would you believe me if I told you that fiscal responsibility would lead to a second Great Depression? Believe it or not, this is true. Our economy gets its currency from a private banking cartel. We, the people, labor to create the money, only to turn it over to this institution for its seal of approval. They, in turn, lend it back to us, and we, the people, are forced to labor to service the interest on this debt. Midas Resources is offering the creature from Jekyll Island a second look at the Federal Reserve. Call 800-686-2237. If you haven't read this book, get a copy today. 800-686-2237. If you have, pick up a copy for your friend or relative. Call 1-800-686-2237.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsafegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsafegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where we have the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens and dozens of ladies have sent us their validated photo, which means that in the picture, they're proving that they listen to the show. You can see what I mean by going to shrine.freetalklive.com. Again, that is shrine.freetalklive.com.
For some passionate political talk that doesn't sound like it was written by Flax from the Democrats or the Republicans, check out Common Sense with Dan Carlin and see why he's popular with Free Talk Live listeners. It's loud, fast, and smart. Get the podcast from iTunes or go to dancarlin.com. That's dancarlin.com.
Well, in the tradition of such stories as the police who dragged the who broke a window and drug a man who was trying to get an insulin shot through the window and beat the crap out of him, in the tradition of the police who found a retarded man walking along the side of the road, confused him with an escaped criminal, and shot him to death, in that tradition, we bring you this story from WSMV in Tennessee. A paraplegic man in Rutherford County was allegedly roughed up Thursday night by police who thought they were dealing with an uncooperative drunk driver.
Oh, God.
The misunderstanding happened when police... Misunderstanding. That's all it was. Happened when police removed the Harvey Watson from his vehicle and thought that he was resisting arrest when they drug him across the road. Watson is diabetic and a paraplegic.
Poor guy.
Watson's wife, Leanne Watson, called 911 earlier to notify police that something had gone wrong with her husband. She said she gave the dispatcher a description of the vehicle and its approximate location. Soon after his wife called 911, Chad Rutledge, the driver of the vehicle following Harvey Watson, said he called 911 to report a possible drunk driver. Rutledge said, quote, he was going from one lane to the other lane. He was going up hills on the wrong side. He was coming off in the ditch and coming back on. Obviously, messed up. I mean, there's something seriously wrong here.
Sounds like it.
So remember, at this point, there's two calls into the police. One from his wife saying, look out for my husband. Something's gone wrong. Here's a description of his car. Another one from this guy saying, this guy in this car is looking drunk or whatever. Rutherford County Sheriff's Department incident shows that officers tried to stop Harvey Watson's vehicle, but for medical reasons unknown to police at the time, he was disoriented. Harvey Watson said, quote, when they told me to exit the vehicle, I stuck both arms out the window and told them, I cannot exit. When you take a man out, even if he's drunk...
Doesn't sound too disoriented.
Leanne Watson said that when you take a man out, even if he's drunk, his legs are going to try and hold his weight. His didn't hold anything, because he's a paraplegic, which means that two of his limbs do not function.
In all likelihood, his two legs.
Harvey Watson said it wasn't until officers had dragged him by his knees, roughed him up, and handcuffed him that things became clearer for them. Leanne Watson said the handicapped license plate, his hand controls for the vehicle, and the wheelchair should have clued in the cops, along with the several calls that she made to 911 before the cops made the stop.
Incredible.
His wife said they should have thought, hey, we have a medical issue here. Based on the incident report, a spokesperson with the sheriff's said officers followed procedure. The statement issued by the Rutherford County Sheriff's Department said, quote, the original complainants who witnessed the entire event have given statements indicating our officers did nothing wrong. Harvey Watson disagreed. He said it shouldn't have happened. And the incident is now under review. The Watsons are being advised by an attorney. There was some video footage that went along with this, and you can see the guy's knees. They are all torn up. Mm. And they drugged this guy along the road, and his knees were just getting beat up on the way. I mean, what? What are you doing? I mean, it's clear he's not a belligerent drunk, right? By the time you've gotten to pull this guy over, you've approached his window, wouldn't it be obvious that he's not a belligerent, angry drunk? Why do you have to drag him across the road?
You know, after they made this mistake, these guys must really, or these people, I don't know if there's a male or female, these people, these police officers must have felt really bad.
You think?
Yeah, I would think so.
Well, apparently the spokesperson doesn't feel too bad.
Well, it's not his job to feel bad.
Because he's saying there did everything just fine.
It's his job to say that everything's fine.
Yep, everything's cool. No, no problems here. Our force is just great. Well, protecting and serving. Really doing a great job there in Rutherford, Murfreesboro, Tennessee. 1-800-259-9231. What a sad, sick story.
It is a sad story. And it's not. I don't think it's as bad as the guy who got drugged through the window and had the crap beat out of
him. No, but it's in that same tradition of just cops not knowing any better and just being violent and stupid instead of being cautious and safe. 1-800-259-9231. Let's go to the email box, Mark. What do you got for us?
I've got a very short email from Alan. In your ideal libertarian society, how would monopolies be dealt with? Thanks for your time. Bane from Connecticut.
Oh, wow. Well, that was short. You want to answer it or should I?
Well, in my ideal libertarian society, both of ours, being...
I think we're going to agree on this one.
We're going to agree entirely on this, is monopolies wouldn't exist.
Why is that?
They just simply can't exist without government.
I want to buy up all my competition?
Well, then somebody will open more competition.
What if I buy them out?
Then somebody will open more.
Hmm.
At some point,
like you're a little optimistic there, mister.
You can't give an example of a monopoly existing in the free market. For instance, like Microsoft. People love to toss out Microsoft.
As a monopoly.
As a monopoly.
Sorry,
it's
no.
It's not. There's Linux, there's Unix, there's
Apple.
Apple. There's all kinds of operating systems that one can choose that aren't Microsoft.
In fact, as I understand it, Microsoft doesn't even have the majority of the business market. Like as far as servers and that sort of thing, as far as what runs the internet, that's all Linux-based Unix stuff. That's not Microsoft territory at all.
Hmm.
So they don't even have the majority of that particular market segment.
The only way that you can have a true monopoly, like for instance, let's talk about your cable company in your county or city. You have one choice of one cable company because the government gave them that market share.
That's right.
So if you've got Comcast, Time Warner isn't an option. The reason Time Warner isn't an option is because the government is involved.
Says, no, we're going to protect you.
Now, if the government decides that Microsoft or Linux or Apple is the best computer system out there and decides for whatever reason, let God hope, I hope they don't,
well,
but decides that
they did,
that they wanted to, you know, just give all the marketplace to that particular company, then you'll have a monopoly. But until the government gets involved...
We need to standardize, Mark. I'm running for office, and there's just too many operating systems out there. It's way too confusing for Americans, all these choices.
You might be confused.
We need to standardize, and that'll make things better for America.
Why would it make it better?
Well, standards.
Standards?
But we do it in schools. We have standards in schools.
I want a computer operating system.
We have the best
I don't
school
want a standard.
System, and we have the best government school system in the whole world.
You're a damn liar.
And standards work there, so why wouldn't they work for software?
Okay, the standards aren't working in government schools, and we don't have the best one in the world.
Well, still, standards are important. Let's have standards.
No, you should have come out with un-American. You're un-American.
Yeah, there you go.
That's the answer to that.
So, yes.
If you don't believe that America's the best at everything in the entire world all the time, you're un-American.
Did you see the clip of George Bush responding to Colin Powell? And I guess Colin Powell had written some sort of a letter critiquing the Bush administration to some extent.
I haven't seen this at all.
Pretty supportive of Bush, but there was a little bit of critique in there, and Bush lost it. I saw this. It was a Keith Olbermann clip from MSNBC. He lost it in front of the press corps or whatever when he was answering a question about this, and he said, it's unacceptable to think that America could be on the same level as the Islamofascists. He said, it's unacceptable to think these things. This man believes that there are certain things that you should not be allowed to think in America. He came right out and said that. We're going to come back with more on the Monopoly thing because we're not even done with that. More on the way. This is your show, 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
For centuries, Felt products have been known to help people stay well in body, mind, and spirit. Soleil Wellness is a unique company that scoured the world to find the best salt-based products to help you and your family. Safe, easy-to-use, environmentally friendly products that fit into any lifestyle, decor, and can be used by anyone at any age. Soleil Wellness has a unique selection of salt-based products. Not only Himalayan Gourmet Salt and Healy Bath Salts, Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, ionizing salt crystal lamps, respiratory relieving salt pipes, pain relieving pillows, and more. All designed to keep you and your family balanced and well. Visit Soleil Wellness today online at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU. And ask for George.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control toll free, 800-259-9231. Again, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything there, totally free. Archives, an entire year's worth of the show. Right there on the front page of the website, there's no jumping through hoops, there's no membership fees, there's no logging in. You just go download them for free at freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1,000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1,000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. Again, that is freestateproject.org. We're talking about monopolies, and we're going to jump back into that here in a moment, but we do have a lady on the line, so I'm going to her. Let's talk to Teresa in Kansas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi.
Hi, Teresa. Hey.
Hey.
You're on the radio. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, today I just saw a very disturbing thing, and I know that you're not talking about that right now, but...
That's okay. What's up?
You know, I saw neighbors when I went over to pick my son up, and... was made aware that the neighbors, there was like about 20 unmarked federal agents that just showed up and pulled this lady and these two children out of the home and put them into unmarked car and drove them off. And this all happened in like within an hour's time period.
Now, wait a minute, point of clarification. Were you told that all this happened or you saw it all happen?
When I showed up there, there was about five federal agents standing outside, and one was talking on the phone, the other two were talking to another neighbor, and from what I understood, I had just missed the lady being whisked away and with like five unmarked cars behind
now, how,
her.
How did you know that they were federal agents that you saw? I mean,
well, from what I saw on the tags on their things, and then the other neighbor came over and talked to us and told us what was going on and stuff.
Okay.
But they didn't disclose, like, why they were there or what this lady had done or anything. They just kind of, like, came in and took her away. And
do you know anything about this woman?
No, I don't. I don't know anything about her other than she just normal, suburban, you know, normal house, normal, you know, soccer mom.
Does she have a husband? Do you know?
Husband. I don't know about a husband. I do know that she had two children. The children were placed into their custody. They walked out with their bags and everything. They, like, bagged up stuff of theirs and took off with them.
Wow.
And, I mean, from what I knew,
she
was... Yeah, the FBI did, yes.
Yeah.
The feds did, yeah. And from what I knew, she was just a single mom, you know, just a regular soccer mom, single mom, you know, working mom and stuff. But
maybe
I,
she was a terrorist.
That's probably what I'm kind of thinking. That's what I was, you know, that was the feeling I got from the neighbor that came over and talked to us about it. And
I mean, really,
saying,
why else?
You know,
I mean, just obviously we're going on pure speculation here.
Yeah,
but
I know.
Really, if they didn't pull out a bunch of marijuana plants from the house or that sort of thing.
Nope,
I mean,
there was no drugs. There was no drug. It wasn't like a drug thing or
why
anything.
Else, right. Why else would the feds be involved?
And,
I mean, if it wasn't a drug thing, what else could they possibly have been there for?
Exactly. And the thing is, the neighbor said that they had seen that there was one car that she said, I know I've seen that car around our neighborhood, and I know I have seen that car around the neighborhood a few times.
And it was one of
and
the
I'm
cops?
Like, you know, that's really, yeah, it was a like an unmarked, just regular car.
I see. So they've been staking her out or something like that.
Something like that, yeah. And, you know, just really odd. I mean, and why would they do that? Not for a drug thing or anything.
Feds certainly shouldn't be involved. I mean, if you're certain they were feds, there's no reason they would be involved in, like, a child custody case. That'd be a state issue. So, again, Mark, what other issues could it possibly have been besides drugs or terrorism?
I was, you know, what if her husband's some kind of spy? What if he's working for a government agency and then giving information to the Germans? Or something like that. I don't know.
I don't know.
It was a thought that I had.
Well, let us know if anything else changes, you know, if she all of a sudden reappears or something like that. I mean, you live nearby, right?
It's very strange. And we almost called, like, the local news and had them come over. But by the time
everything
happened, it was just so quick.
Right.
Yeah.
Teresa, keep us up to date. Let us know what continues to develop there, because that's very curious. And especially if you find anything out, maybe in the paper or if something appears or a rumor starts spreading around the neighborhood. Thanks for the call.
I appreciate hearing from you. Yes.
Thank you, Teresa. 800-259-9231. What a bizarre occurrence.
I think they drug her off to one of those FEMA camps we keep hearing about.
You know, since you bring that up, somebody called in the other night about that, right? This FEMA camp idea. And they said, well, there's this video online. You should go and watch it. It's about burners being hooked up to an old train station, and I did. I went and watched the video.
Me too.
And really, it just seemed like an old building.
It didn't seem like it's so much to me.
Right. I don't understand. And the video was 10 years old. I mean, that video was at least 10 years old, if not older. It very clearly sort of had that 90s flair to it, that sort of 90s look. And then apparently if you search for this FEMA camp thing again, you can find a more updated video. Now when you look at the video from the 90s, it does look like a decrepit kind of spooky old train yard with these big turnstiles and everything. And of course the narrator on the video is suggesting that there's furnaces and they're gassing people and there's all kinds of suggestions. And if you look at the video that was made within the last 5 years, the guy who made this video, the newer video, he went at a time of day where people were actually working at the train yard.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't look as desolate. Like the first video, it's spooky because there's nobody around, right? There's a black helicopter flying through the sky. Sort of got this spooky demeanor to it. But the other one, the guy is just, you know, it's just kind of a shaky camera. It's not as good of a video, but you can clearly see that the parking lot's full of cars. It's obvious that people are working at this spooky facility, and if there was some sort of gas chamber for them to throw people into, you'd think that somebody would have come out and said something about it.
Tossing the bodies in.
Yeah, so totally ludicrous. Now, I'm not saying it's not true that there aren't detention camps in America. There was a news story that hit the major news services earlier this year that I think KBR, a subsidiary of Halliburton, has been contracted with an over $300 million contract to build detention camps in the United States. And I believe that's when they need them to be built. I don't know if it means they need to be built in advance. I'm not sure.
Who are these detention camps for?
Allegedly, they're going to be for immigrants.
Oh, I see.
Who are rounded up.
Well...
Which is scary and a bad idea and certainly not something I want to see happening in my America. But so I don't want to totally downplay the idea of the detention camps thing. It's just that video that we were turned on to is just crap. 1-800-259-9231. All right, going back to monopolies. You said that monopolies could not exist in a more libertarian, free market-esque America. You said that monopolies can only exist when governments around it grant it.
That much is true.
And I totally agree. And if you look at any example of what are the closest entities to monopolies, the power company, the water company, if it is even a company and not a government agency, the cable company. And the cable company is really one of the probably more interesting ones to look at. Because back in the early, I don't know when cable franchise agreements came about, I presume most of them probably in the early 1980s.
Yeah, that's
because
what I mean.
Cable didn't really come about until, like, what, the late 70s, early 80s, somewhere
yeah.
in there? So all these franchise agreements were brought about, and the cable company in your given area was given a sweetheart deal. The city government says, okay, you can serve all of the people within this certain city limits, within this geographic area, and we will prevent anybody else from opening up a cable business to compete with you. And not only that, they not only went so far as to say that, well, you can be the only cable company, but they also passed rules and restrictions on C-band satellite dishes. Now, you've probably seen these things. They are approximately 10 to 12 feet in diameter. They're very large dishes, right?
The big ones, yeah.
Yeah, C-band satellite dishes. How radio stations pull down the show. And there's TV stations and stuff up there, and the satellite companies were trying to compete with the cable companies. Obviously, you had to have a decent amount of money in order to get one of these C-band dishes, but nonetheless, the local governments passed laws that said, if you live within the same area, you can't have a dish over a certain size on your property. In fact, many of those laws are still on the books.
Why do you suppose they did that?
Because the cable companies were being granted a monopoly, and they wanted to have as much of a protected status as they possibly could. Now, thank goodness the free market, or what remains of it, the marketplace, has done its best to work around all of those restrictions, to work around those laws, which is why you have teeny little dishes now. They're smaller than the regulations will prevent. And more coming up. You take control of the airwaves. Monopolies, your topic, whatever's on your mind, goes. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing product you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products in education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lagos with today's Car Clinic Minute. Picasso had his blue period. Rodrigue made it big with a blue dog. And Levi Strauss hit pay dirt with blue jeans. But when we come back, I'll tell you how a blue book can help you make some green.
Bobby Lagos here with car killer number 7 on my 10 most wanted list. What causes your engine to overheat? Usually it's corrosion and buildup in the cooling system. A BG cooling system service flushes that murky, discolored fluid, replacing it with premium coolant and conditioner. And it comes with a free protection plan. Remember, not all scheduled maintenance is the same, so go to bgfindashop.com to find a BG cooling system service now.
BG.
Trading in your car? Before you think green, think blue. Blue Book, that is. Yes, how much a car is worth is found in Kelly's Blue Book. Available at traditional or online bookstores, the Blue Book lists values for specific makes and years, including add-ons for low mileage and subtractions for high. In addition, you'll find dollar amounts for extras like power windows, sunroofs, or air conditioning. Remember, Blue Book prices are average values, but if your car's in red-hot shape, you're in the green because it's worth even more. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control toll-free 800-259-9231. Again, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Hey, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free. We give away, and we ask that in return, you voluntarily support the show. And one of the easiest ways to do that is to shop with us via our friends over at Amazon. We've got a sweet agreement with those guys over there. You know them. They're the world's largest internet retailer, selling everything that you can possibly imagine virtually at amazon.freetalklive.com. That's the trick. You enter through our website. And then if you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com, they'll send us a percentage of your purchase. Now, I had an email recently from one of our listeners wondering, well, how can he verify the fact that they really are sending us this percentage?
I suppose the only way he can verify is by asking us, because
that's really the only way to do it. When you when you check out, if you go through amazon.freetalklive.com, you put stuff in your cart and you check out, there's nothing that indicates, you know, there's no little line on the invoice that says, and a percentage of your sales going to Free Talk Live. It just, they just don't do that.
Right.
So you just have to know that if you go to amazon.freetalklive.com and buy something there, it will go to us. You can check it out with us if you want. After you get your item, we can go through, like, look at the, pull up the records. We can't actually see who bought what. All they give us is just sort of a list of the stuff that's been bought. So that's kind of cool. I can actually pull up, like, the last month of all of the purchases at amazon.freetalklive.com and sort of look at the different things that all of our different listeners have bought. But there's no way for me to tell who bought what.
Does that satisfy the voyeur in you somewhat?
A little bit.
Okay.
Yeah. It's kind of neat. All right, so there you go.
I have no interest in that.
So amazon.freetalklive.com, buy your stuff, and rest assured, the only thing that if you, like, for instance, here's the one caveat. If you go to amazon.freetalklive.com and leave the browser open for 24 hours and then buy something, then there's a chance that we might not get it. Like, that's what they told me. If it's been open for 24 hours, it might sort of just fail and not work correctly, so buy within the, you know, first 24 hours. I think most people do that.
So yeah, I would think so, too.
Not a problem. All right, amazon.freetalklive.com. We're talking about monopolies and government and how government is really the only way that a monopoly can exist. Really. I mean, give me an example, historically, of a monopoly that has existed without governmental approval.
Oh, I think one of the first things that people would talk about, besides Walmart or perhaps Microsoft, would be Standard Oil. We were all taught in history class that Standard Oil was a monopoly.
I guess so. I guess that's what they teach in history class. They didn't teach me that.
When they talk about monopolies, Standard Oil is what they bring up. I don't know if they necessarily call Standard Oil a monopoly in history class, but they, you know, they talk about monopolies.
Yeah, they
and
talk
why
about
the why big business is bad.
They talk about the robber barons, right?
Yes.
And Standard Oil was one of the robber barons, supposedly. Well, Dr. Mary Ruard has a response to that objection, and I think she does a fine job of explaining this whole monopoly situation, specifically with Standard Oil. She points out that occasionally, this is her, from her excellent book, Healing Our World, the free version is available in total at ruart.com, R-U-W-A-R-T.com. So that's where I'm pulling this from. Occasionally, consumers vote with their dollars to get their business almost exclusively to one service provider. John D. Rockefeller, for example, through efficiency and innovation, helped lower the price of kerosene from 58 cents to 8 cents per gallon.
That's a big deal.
Especially back in 1865 and 1885, which is when it happened.
Mm-hmm.
His workers were loyal, hardworking, and well-paid. Rockefeller, an enlightened employer, was one of the first to create a retirement plan. Because he shared the jointly creative wealth with his workers, they
you mean
were...
he didn't exploit his workers?
No.
He didn't pay them lower and lower wages so he could make more and more profits?
Nor were they slaves. Because he shared jointly with his workers, they were highly motivated in that if Standard Oil did better, they got a cut, right? So they had an incentive to do better.
So Standard Oil did better.
He found a way to use culm, a byproduct of coal mining, for fuel and learn how to purify oil contaminated with sulfur. Before these developments, only the well-to-do could afford the expensive candles or whale oil for nighttime illumination. With these innovations, kerosene...
So kerosene brought nighttime illumination. It didn't bring candles and whale oil.
Yes, that's right. With these innovations, kerosene for a penny per hour transformed evening activities for Americans of more limited means. Americans voted with their dollars to make Rockefeller Standard Oil their kerosene provider. By 1879, it had 90% of the refining business.
Now, 90% is a whole bunch.
Now, that's darn unusual in any market segment for anybody to have 90%. In an unregulated, unrestricted market, very unusual.
You don't see that with cell phone providers.
You really have to be an outstanding product and an outstanding service in order to get that much of a market segment.
Absolutely. But you're not a monopoly.
Exactly. In spite of its prominence, Standard Oil was unable to raise prices without encouraging fledgling competitors to lure customers away by selling for less. The marketplace ecosystem, free from the aggression of licensing laws, protected the consumer from being overcharged.
It's the licensing laws that allow the consumer to be overcharged every time.
By preventing competition.
Yep.
By making it so difficult for people to get into the business that the other guys just sit back and enjoy their guaranteed profit.
That's what the businesses want. They want it to be difficult for other businesses to get into their business and compete with them.
Rockefeller tried to organize independent oil refiners to keep the price of oil high, in much the same way that Southern landowners had colluded to pay slave wages to blacks after the Civil War. Just as some landowners found that they could profit by paying their workers a little more than anyone else, refiners who lowered their prices were able to attract more business. Without the help of government enforcement to make the oil refiners cooperate, Rockefeller found that the marketplace ecosystem, when free from aggression, regulated his attempts to exploit his customers. So this guy wasn't the best, dude in the whole world. He was definitely trying to work some trickery.
Sure, he's a businessman.
But he wasn't able to do it because the government wasn't stepping in.
That's because the marketplace is fair. The marketplace takes care of these things. He tried to cheat. He tried to go to his competition and set up a consortium.
A cabal, if you will.
And
cartel, actually.
So that everyone had to pay more. And he failed because the marketplace just won't let it happen.
Because of their greed. Because of those other guys' competitors' greed who said, wait a minute, I'm not going to go along with you, man. I'm lowering my prices and taking some of your business.
The only way to fairly regulate the market is to not regulate the market.
Is to let consumers regulate the market by
self-regulate
via their dollars, mm-hmm. where they choose to spend them and where not to. Having failed to fix the prices, Rockefeller tried to buy out his competitors. Since he didn't have the help of government to force them to sell, he had to make an offer they couldn't refuse. Encouraged by his story of rags to riches, young hopefuls tried to gain part of the giant's market share by offering to take less profit so consumers would be attracted by their lower prices. Naturally, many consumers were willing to take a chance on a new refiner that offered them a better deal than Standard Oil would. Barely 4 years after attaining their 90% market share, their competitors, Standard Oil's competitors, had doubled their volume. In 1884, almost 100 refineries were processing 23% of the crude. Competition also began to stiffen on the international front. In 1882, Standard refined 85% of the world's oil. By 1888, just 6 years later,
yeah,
Russian oil had cut Standard's world market share to 53%. So
monopolies,
it doesn't take long.
Even if they did exist, if somebody created a monopoly and then pulled all the licensing and regulation rules out of the way, the monopoly would go away immediately.
In the
competition would spring up like weeds.
In the early 1900s, natural gas also began to be used as a substitute for kerosene. Without the aggression of licensing laws to prevent competition and innovation, Rockefeller could keep his monopoly only as long as he served consumers better than anyone else. Obviously, few companies can accomplish this feat for extended periods of time. Of course, being large gave Rockefeller certain advantages. The railroads, for instance, gave him special shipping rates because of his volume and steadiness of his business. Although his competitors objected, the railroads offered the same discounts to any other firm who could give them as much business.
Seems fair.
They weren't being unfair. No other companies could match the volume of Standard or get the discount. Price wars to undersell competitors were also easier for the industry giant. They weren't entirely successful, however. Rockefeller stopped letting the public know when he'd acquired an independent firm, since some consumers had begun to shun Standard Oil because they didn't wish to further the mammoth's influence. So, what this is showing is that consumers that are paying attention realize that Standard Oil's getting pretty big. And they automatically decide, well, you know, I'd rather shop with somebody else just because you're too big. You know, your prices might be great, your service might be okay, but I'm going to go with one of the little guys because I like to support the little guy.
That's how it is with Walmart right now. People don't want to shop at Walmart for no good reason. Some people, for no good reason other than
they're big.
They're big. Fine.
That's your choice. So, let's see here. Price wars, Standard Oil, let's see. Without permission from the American citizenry to use law enforcement agents to stop his competitors at gunpoint if necessary, Rockefeller was unable to maintain his monopoly, even if he practiced deception. By 1911, Standard refined only 64% of the available petroleum in contrast to the 90% that it refined 32 years earlier. Competition included Gulf, Texaco, Union, Pure, and Shell. More and more consumers turned to natural gas and electricity. The marketplace ecosystem, free from aggression of licensing laws, ensured that Rockefeller could keep his monopoly only as long as he could serve consumers the best. 1-800-259-9231. So there you go.
Monopolies simply can't exist without government.
Without government approval and enforcement. And more coming back.
And that's the only way they happen.
You take control of the airwaves. Hour number three is on the way. We're going to talk about something a little bit different. Kissing.
Oh, no.
Yeah. You and me, Mark, going to smoochy smooch. Well, hour number three
on
the way.
I hope the FCC stops this crap.
This is Free Talk Live.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Hello,